Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Professional broadcasters. We're professional podcasters. Look for the Todd and Tyler channel on the Radio League app in your favorite little phone store. We're also on Stitcher and Stitcher.com. Right now, I think we're on the radio. It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
There is apparently an Instagram site about people who are doing disgusting things on airplanes.
What do you mean by disgusting?
Passenger shaming?
Clipping toenails.
Oh, yeah, no, there's it, yeah.
We follow them on
and
Twitter.
We follow them on Twitter, and they're disgusting, man.
Yeah,
they're disgusting.
Passenger shaming.
People are disgusting.
Yes, that's the one.
People that have to just take off their shoes, put their bare feet on their seats and stuff. It's just gross, man. I don't care who you are.
I saw one yesterday.
Who the hell does
shirtless.
That? Oh, man, people do it.
I saw one yesterday. Like, somebody took a picture, like, you know, just facing back towards their armrest, like between the window and the chair, and somebody put their bare foot up right there.
Right,
between right beside
them.
Somebody.
Right.
See, I've never experienced
that's
that.
That's nasty.
But obviously people do it.
I've seen some stuff, but not the stuff I've seen on passenger. It's a great Twitter if you want to follow. It's passenger shaming. And if you're on a flight somewhere or anywhere, even in a waiting area, I've seen them there too. Take photos and just tweet them out because it's brutal. These people are brutal.
Yeah, I saw one picture of a guy who was watching porn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know, in a public space, perhaps. And what he had done was he had tried to hide it. He was sitting in a window seat. He had tried to hide his porn because he had it kind of tilted towards him.
Right.
But then you could easily see it reflected in the window.
Or through his reading glasses, like I see your porn through your eyes.
For instance.
Right. Well, I told you about the time I was watching Game of Thrones between the crack in the seats. The people in front of me were watching it.
Yeah.
And they were trying to kind of hide
it. Well, because there's some boobs in Game of Thrones, right?
But I enjoyed Game of Thrones between the crack of the seats.
Yeah, it's
apparently
a movie.
People change their baby's diapers on those meal trays.
No, you got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom.
You know, use those things as a footrest as well.
Yeah, I saw somebody passenger shamed somebody. They were actually painting their nails. And you know how that smells.
Oh, I've been on a plane where that's happened.
You can't do that. You
it
can't
smell
do
just
that.
Overtakes the whole
no,
plane.
No, you're an idiot.
She says that
I think it's gross. Just big fat guys wear flip flops too. Nasty feet coming in there. Don't wear flip flops. Cover your feet. Sandals are fine. Nah, even that are pretty gross. But cover your toes, unless you're a hot chick.
Then I just see too many people wearing those like $2 flip flops.
Exactly.
They're like
the ones Petey wears.
Quarter inch.
You don't fly.
Nothing
don't fly with them. Don't fly with them. It's disgusting.
Well,
looking.
Just don't wear them. Period.
They're idiots. Yeah. You're basically walking around barefoot in an airport.
Yeah.
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 The woman who put this together also tells a story of a man who set off the plane smoke detector while in the bathroom. She confronted him. She figured out that he had not been smoking a cigarette. He'd been smoking crack.
Well, maybe.
And he had singed off all the hair on the right front portion of his head.
Well, he's a careless crack smoker.
Yeah, but that's also a hazard for the plane. It could have blew up. The pipe could have blew up or something like that.
And that's the issue. Yeah, apparently his biggest concern was if he would still make his flight connection. And she says,
No.
You're going to have to go to jail on this one.
I'm a nervous flyer and crack calms me down.
Yeah.
Nobody ever said that.
No. Well, they may have, but they were wrong.
By the way, that'll get you off cocaine to that dude. Start doing crack.
Well, no.
It's kind of the same thing.
It's the same
It's
thing.
More intense, though.
Yeah.
It's more intense. Keep you off the vodka, that crack will.
There's that.
Yeah.
But it's the same deal.
There's a passenger shaming Twitter handle that you can follow, too.
At passenger shame.
Right.
I'm looking at it right now.
And take the pictures and send them out when you see horrible stuff on the flights.
Have you done anything remotely close to that?
Except for farting, but everybody farts.
Right. I like to think I'm a pretty good airline passenger. I don't misbehave or do a lot of disrupting.
We got friends of ours, and I think we've told this story before. Remember when people used to fly Southwest, and those seats don't exist anymore, but there was like three facing forward and three facing backward.
Yeah, they changed.
It looked like and you sit right across from people.
They've changed the arrangement since.
So he said there was a guy, some friends of ours were flying somewhere, and a guy sitting on one side, his wife was sitting directly across from him. Because that's where their seats were. But so they were sitting beside the people. So they're facing each other. The guy put his feet on her lap, and she rubbed his socks feet during the whole flight to Vegas in front of everybody. Yeah, my buddy actually stood up most of the flight because he said it was just so disgusting. Back, and this is before 9/11, too. I believe she could actually stand up a little bit and just relax by the galley if you wanted to. But, we're just rubbing her husband's feet right there in front of everybody. On one of those flights that the seats faced each other. Isn't that disgusting?
I got yelled at, but not directly. Because I used to, pre-9/11, I would pride myself on being the last person on the plane.
Yeah.
And I was flying out of LAX, and I was a little late. So it was the old run to the gate. And when I sat down, I realized I had not gotten high before this flight. And I should do that, so I had
grabbed your rock.
Grabbed my little one-hitter,
right.
And I went into the bathroom.
This is weed, not crack, by the way.
It's weed, and I had a little smoke, and then I sat down, and we were getting to get ready to take off. And there was an announcement over the loudspeaker that you cannot smoke in the bathrooms. And anyone who gets caught smoking in the bathroom will be asked to be to deplane.
And I knew it was you, right? Everybody knew it was you.
No. No, they just smelled something in the bathroom.
Well, you had to smell like weed when you sat down. No, look at the guy beside you didn't narco you.
They knew it was me. They'd come right to me and say, you're out of here.
The guy next to you knew it was you. He didn't narco on you. He didn't narco on you.
No, obviously not.
Because you can smell weed on people as soon as they walk out.
But that's as close as I've ever come
to not even pasture shaming there. I'm more talking about disgusting things in your seat. Nasty feet.
Bare feet propped up on the bulkhead between first class
exactly.
and coach.
No, you just don't do that. I've never even thought of doing that.
People do that. No. You know, planes nowadays are like buses.
I know.
People bring their pajamas. They fly in their pajamas with their pillows. Pajamas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And not just hot 18-year-olds either. Sometimes it's nasty people.
And that's the trouble with it.
I don't mind a good 18-year-old girl in her pajamas.
Right.
That does not bother me at all on a flight. I see that a lot. Or those velour jumpsuits they wear, man.
Yeah, I don't
mind. I got no problem with those on 18-year-old girls. Otherwise, it's disgusting.
Some of the women wearing their...
Order 25.
Their stretch pants or their yoga pants.
That's fine with me.
Are their comfortable pants while they're flying. Yeah. That's a fairly recent phenomenon.
But like you said, those shells of footwear.
Yeah, just leave your damn shoes on.
Big, fat college guys, you know.
Wear shoes and leave them on.
Exactly.
You want to take your shoes off, go home.
New national report says that the contraceptive method known as withdrawal has nearly doubled among unmarried men.
Get off.
It is the cheapest method.
I did it for years. It worked for years for me.
Temporarily. Maybe not in the long term.
No, we all know about the pre stuff's there. You just don't
rates of condom use and vasectomy have held steady since 2002. The rate of men who say they use withdrawal or pull out has increased from about 10% in 2002 to 19% by 2015.
Yeah, it's always called withdrawal in the medical community. We like pull out.
This is according to a new study published by the National Center for Health Statistics. Young unmarried men the most likely to report withdrawal, despite the fact that withdrawal is unreliable and also does not protect against sexually transmitted infections. But, you know, if she looks like she doesn't have any, don't pull out. Hey, that was just for you.
If she looks like she doesn't have any.
That's probably clean. The oldest method of contraception.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, in a heartbeat,
Caveman was doing that.
Well,
pull
once you figure out.
To the left.
There you go.
Once you figure out that's how babies get there.
Yeah.
Back in 2002, only 52% of men surveyed said that they had used condoms, withdrawal method, or a vasectomy the last time they had sex. Now that number is up to 59%. The increase appears to me among those who reported using withdrawal as rates of condom and vasectomy use held steady.
That's always been a popular method. I didn't figure that wavered much.
No, you should do that. Work for me.
Among typical couples who use the withdrawal method.
I think you were.
I lucked out.
More than fortunate.
Of course I was.
No. Not necessarily. 20. Now, this is a lot, comparatively speaking. 27 out of 100 women will get pregnant using the withdrawal method, which means that 75%, minus a couple, won't.
Still, 27 is not a good number.
It's not a good number at all.
No, the odds are still, you still have a
baby. Not a good number at all.
That means you will knock up one of every four women you use that method with.
Well, most women I've had, intimate relations with were on the pill or something.
Relations.
Or something. But there were ones that said that was our, they weren't on, so make sure you do that, like you said, without being too graphic. And I did, and I lucked out a bunch of times,
I'm sure. There you go.
I'm sure.
Yes. Using a pill, about 9 out of every 100 women will get pregnant in a year.
Much better number.
Yeah.
Than withdrawal.
Yes. Planned Parenthood says use a condom or the pill and withdrawal.
Oh, come on.
They do.
Why have a condom? Oh, jeez.
And have an abortion. Planned Parenthood.
Well, they also say stock emergency contraceptive pills at home just in case.
God, you are paranoid. Yeah. Rubber, pull out, plan B on the nightstand.
Yes.
Jesus.
And an abortion.
Don't have sex then.
Whether you need it or not. Come on in and get an abortion.
And have a prepaid abortion ready to go. All four of those, and then go have fun, kids.
Pick up a gift card.
Marriage experts looked at studies and found that having more sexual and cohabitating partners before marriage is correlated with lower relationship quality once married.
Man, too late for that.
For many of us, yes.
Yeah, but the memories are there. That's probably the problem, huh?
Now, this is consistent with well-established studies pretty much saying the same thing.
So marry your high school sweetheart and you'll be happy the rest of your life?
No, marry the first person you live with.
If you're going to live, no, what they say
no,
is,
no, about that. I think
if
we're both
you are
wrong.
Going to live with someone, do it with the...
With the intent.
With the intent of being married
then
get married.
Oh, yeah. This is live. I didn't ever live with anybody until my wife.
Exactly.
Yeah, just got no way that was going to happen.
Well,
I always had that moment apart because I knew your relationship would always end.
You lived with other dudes.
There you go.
No, right. This is bad.
Yeah,
had
that
sex
doesn't
with
count
dudes.
Here.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well,
I was never going to marry
not
them.
Those dudes.
Some of those dudes remain friends of mine to this day, but there was never any talk of marriage.
They say that couples that cohabitate are living together for a lot of reasons, like financial, to get to know each other more, or maybe just being afraid of living alone. The more partners you've had, the more you begin to look at intimacy, sex, and commitment as casual or recreational. And marriage, since marriage is not any of those that may be hurting your relationship, they are other reasons your experience may affect your marital happiness. They say that you will compare your partner with others when you are not in a committed relationship, when you are not married, they say.
Did you have to actually live with these people, though?
Well, don't you think?
In many ways,
a lot of times you can have a serious girlfriend and never live with her, but it's really serious.
Well,
you think that would still count,
Yeah, but we are talking about having more sexual and cohabitating partners.
Oh, sexual and co. Well, then I did,
And cohabitating.
Okay, I was not exactly a virgin when I got married. So it's bad news for me.
Technically,
right?
You weren't.
I think everyone here, with one exception, married the person they were banging and cohabitating with.
Yeah, but he said it's also sexual partners, which is also,
Well, both.
I mean, but it can be separate too, though. You don't have to live with somebody. I'm just saying it's not good news for people that had sex with a bunch of different people and then finally settled down. That's what it sounds like.
But not for them either.
Yeah, okay. Well, that'd be us or me.
I mean,
and
not
you.
For them either. They say that if you're not in a committed relationship,
sorry,
you don't
Petey,
have to work on resolving issues. When things aren't going well, you can just leave. Yeah. More experienced daters, they say, are quicker to end it. They've ended relationships before and replaced them with new ones. Why can I do it on this one?
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's just like a roommate situation.
But they also say that if you carry that attitude into your marriage,
you got change right
then
now.
You're going to be miserable there as well, right? Because you're just ready to move on.
Get it all out of the way. It's easier said than done. Most people do fall in love with somebody pretty young and end up staying with them. I get that.
And so they
then
say.
Then they end up breaking up because they're too young. That happens all the time,
but they
too.
Also say that they recommend you not cohabitate in an effort to try out your partner or see if you get along.
Oh, cohabitate. Yeah, I didn't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. If you move in together, you think it's someone you're going to marry, just have that intention from the beginning and get married.
I got that. But that's it. Most people don't do that either, though.
Right.
You know?
And that causes, or that leads to, at least some of the 50% of marriages.
I think a lot of people do, though.
I think a lot of people do, but I know I made a conscious effort. I mean, there were at least two women before I met my wife that easily could have moved in with, and I avoided it like the plague, and just had all kinds of excuses why I wasn't going to do it. Well, basically, you know, because I knew if I moved in, what happens when we break up?
You got to move out.
And you got to move out, and I didn't want that.
Right.
I didn't want that.
The one was pregnant, and it was my kid, so we moved in together.
Yeah, you're a different situation. Yeah.
Oh,
you didn't move in with the one who got pregnant, though.
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I was 1,500 miles away.
While we're sharing, sorry about that. I know.
Joe America checked into and would prefer you refer to him as a front woods Republican.
Top of the hill.
Joe is a good dude. We just disagree politically, but he's a regular Republican.
See,
he's all about money. Joe's all about money. Doesn't care about anybody.
Not
else.
A Nazi. However, he is of German descent.
He is of German descent. But Joe is not. Joe is not a Nazi.
He was one of the good guys.
There you go. Say something nice about Joe. Joe is not a Nazi.
No.
There's a good one. Here's our boss, Jim, and our buddy, Michael. I got Republican friends.
A lot of them live in the front woods.
Yeah, our boss, Jim, checked in earlier, wanting to know if Todd's feeling okay because he's making sense today.
Oh, yeah, because he's kissing ass to the right a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No.
You got to equal out the argument of the show. I get that.
I'm strategizing for the other guys.
Yeah.
By trying to understand.
Nobody's asking us to strategize for anybody, though. I don't think any Democrats are going to call us. What do you guys think? Because we're not running.
No, they can just listen.
Yeah, that's true. They can just listen. That's right.
And find out exactly what you think.
Okay.
Give or take.
Right. You're right.
A little bit.
Screw it. Tired of trying to make a difference.
Yeah, I am too, actually.
Making a difference.
Never intended.
I got it.
To do that kind of show. Never really wanted to make a difference.
Well, but we do sometimes, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, but I get bummed out when somebody says that.
I like when
You've
somebody
made a
says
difference
that.
In my life.
I like it when a young person. I like it. You don't tell me you don't like it when there's an 18-year-old kid that started to listen to us and grew up in a family that hates everything on the left and starts listening and then starts questioning him. We've gotten a ton of those over the years, and I do like those, although we don't try to do that because we throw in just a bunch of dick jokes with it.
I'm sure.
But I like when that happens.
I'm sure it drives wedges between friendships.
Yeah, well, that's
If we can keep people from moving in together too soon.
Oh, that part too.
That too.
Well, yeah, there's a whole
kind of stuff. Yeah.
There's something to be said for that.
No, we're not even saying let's get it's got a politics talk about relationships. You just right there. I've never said follow anything we do. you're looking at four guys here, including Petey. They've had just a plethora. I can't even say the word.
Plethora.
Every kind of relationship with a woman, cohabitating, knocked up, broke up, cheated on, blah blah, has existed. Us four, and they're all suck. and you go through them, and it's horrible. You're sad. You're bummed out. Life sucks. You made somebody else sad. I'm just saying that nobody can tell us that we don't know what that we're talking about. Because we do.
Yes, collectively.
Collectively, we do.
Yeah. We know the sadness and pain that we've caused in a number of relationships.
Yes. I know I have. And I got some payback.
We could have just kept that down to one or two women.
Yeah.
And there was some sadness and pain inflicted on us, too.
Oh, that, yeah. But,
I know. But we deserved
that's much
it.
Less important.
I think I deserved it. I do think I deserved the pain
there
I got
was
back.
Some karma there.
Yeah, total karma.
Yeah. In Florida, the county sheriff's deputy stopped Patreon Stokes and his seven-month-old kid. The seven-month-old kid doesn't really matter to the story here. Police said they smelled weed. They searched the vehicle. and Mr. Stokes, they said, had 197 grams of meth and crack,
whoa,
4 grams of heroin, and a small amount of weed and a scale.
He's ready.
They also allegedly recovered a large amount of currency from Mr. Stokes and his vehicle.
That's a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah. They were wanting to take him to jail, but then they couldn't find the money. Suddenly, they could not find the money. Mr. Stokes said, no, y'all took it. Y'all put it in your bag and took it. It's evidence now. It's gone. Police said, no, we don't remember it that way.
We looked in the bag. There's nothing in the bag.
Yeah, we don't remember it that way. We're pretty sure it didn't happen. The deputies then noticed $20 bills falling from Mr. Stokes' buttocks area.
It did not fit.
Making it rain out my ass. How many 20s could you fit in there, you think? If you roll one up, maybe one or two. Puss will tell you, maybe four.
Oh, hell no. What? A lot more than that.
Oh, that's true. You roll them up into a roll. Yeah.
Yeah, we learned yesterday, though, that Fair Abraham can't hold as many 20s as she used to.
She's all cinched up, right?
After she got... Well, she's not going to release as many as she used to, is what we learned.
She now, got shimmed up.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she missed the news. Yeah. Now, the Marion County deputies wrote, a necessary but undesirable process allegedly yielded $1,090 from the man's rectum.
So some of it fit.
A lot of it fit. Not all of it.
Yes, it fit.
How about the rest of it?
It did not fit.
Dr. Mina's thinking, I wish I could. Wish somebody put a little reward in there for me every once in a while.
A little something for the effort, Dr. Mina.
Yeah.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.